Hello, remote friends. The information from this podcast is rich with remote support, but it's even more important that you go from information to application to get the best results possible. Remote work is here to stay, and we want to help you on your way. So let us know how we can support you even more by visiting remotepathways.com. There you will find a quick link to talk with us directly. Reach out to Jen for all your teamwork, leadership, coaching, and facilitation needs. And reach out to Michelle for developing a healthy, sustainable rhythm of life through spiritual practices, 90-day projects, and simple structures to support your remote working journey. Until we connect, thank you for listening. It's such an honor going remote together with you.
Let's explore the remote world. Together we'll discover the people, places, and pathways to working remotely. We'll engage in great conversations, share tips and valuable resources, and connect you with voices from the field. Let's go remote together.
Hi, Jen. Glad to be here again, recording on a Tuesday. I love our weekly rhythm. How are you doing today?
Doing great. I think spring is almost here. It is officially spring, but it's taking a while to get here to Canada this year. And regardless, I'm super excited to be back with you on a Tuesday. And we've got an excellent guest with us today. So let's hear who we're meeting with this morning.
Yes, we've got Patrick from Commons. And I've been so excited to have Patrick on our show because I think we have the same common ground, kind of the mission behind the remote workforce. So Patrick, welcome to the Remote Pathways podcast. We're so glad you joined us.
Thank you so much. It's so wonderful to be here. I'm a huge fan. And looking forward to sharing more about Commons.
So Patrick Burns is his full name. And Patrick, let's meet you.
I'm co-founder of Commons, which is your team's new place to talk. We believe that, that's what's missing in today's distributed context, a way for teams to connect and to communicate and collaborate in a more natural and efficient manner. My personal background is as a product leader, mostly on the consumer tech side. I spent time at Google, Amazon, and Snap. And Snap is where I met my co-founder, Aziz. He and his wife, Nazan, are both full stack engineers. They both spent time at Microsoft as well as he spent time at Snap. And we came together about a year ago to focus on this specific problem. We came together as a remote team and we're like, whoa, interesting. There's all these tools out there that help teams be productive, but there's nothing that really helps you replicate what we call the tap on the shoulder interaction that you have all day, every day when you're in the same room. And so that's what we're trying to build at Commons.
Oh, fantastic. And so needed, right? For our listeners who have read my work in team coaching, it's not just about only getting the results, but it's also about having solid relationships. So I hear that this is going to be and is a fantastic tool to help us with that. So Michelle, I'm going to let you kick us off here today. Where are we going first?
I was going to say thank you so much, Patrick, for you and your team just in making this investment, because the water cooler conversation is my absolute favorite conversation, because I think that's where the greatest things happen. Yes, great things happen in planned meetings, but it's those casual conversations that you get to hear the heartbeat behind what's going on in a company. So thank you for making that investment. So tell us a little bit about what you love about remote work yourself.
Of course. And let me just build upon that first point you made about the water cooler chat. We completely agree. And we actually say we have a little tagline for this. We say small talk is big talk. And because, I think a lot of people think, work is about work. And I don't necessarily need to know about what my colleagues did this past weekend. Well, we don't agree. We think that work is about people, and people are, complex. And a lot of what we talk about in the office, sometimes it doesn't necessarily encompass just work talk. I like to know how my team is doing. How are you feeling? How is your son's birthday? How is your dog's, last week in the kennel, whatever the story was. And so we think small talk is big talk. And in the workplace, a lot of our DNA as a product team comes from Snapchat, which is a product that helps your friends communicate. It's the fastest way to talk to your friends. And kind of what we're trying to build at Commons is this way, a kind of a similar way to talk to your team in a way that feels casual and formal. And because we believe that if it feels casual and informal, you'll do it more often. And the more you talk, the more you communicate, the more information that gets flowed, et cetera. So definitely huge believers in that. And we also feel that there's a spectrum in the workplace, a topic spectrum between like casual topics versus work topics. And I think the tendency is to think that, oh, you go to the water cooler for casual topics and you go to, Slack or email for work topics. But in reality, this is a spectrum that's very fluid. And then in one sentence, you can say, hey, how was your weekend? Oh, by the way, did you see that project? I really need that. I need your feedback. That can happen. And that's very natural, a natural way to communicate. That's what we're trying to build at Commons. I didn't answer your second part of your question, but I can. Aziz and Azan live in Los Angeles. It's my two co-founders. And so we live about 10 minutes apart. We just got vaccinated, so we'll probably start meeting up like once a week or so. Mm-hmm. But we, as you both obviously know very well, and many listeners, the beauty of having a distributed team is you are all of a sudden open to the global talent marketplace. And so we now have a small team in Turkey of a few engineers. We have a designer based in Portugal. We have another designer based in India, and all these people, we likely would not have been able to afford their caliber of talent in Los Angeles for sure. Trying to find engineers or designers in Los Angeles at the rates that they're making here is just not possible for a small seed stage startup like ours. And so, we found them, via our own networks and via, the different marketplaces online. But I think that is one of the more exciting shifts in this sort of distributed, and I know you're both experts in this space. I don't need to explain it to you, but having seen it personally, it's like, wow, this is really incredible. Like to see this, this trend become normalized. So excited for that as well.
I get so excited to hear you say that, Patrick, because it's been, something that certainly in my last three decades of work, we've seen just how much potential there is for cross-cultural work, for intercultural work. And again, I imagine, Commons as a tool can really help open and keep that conversation going because, part of the challenge, of course, is we're all at different times of day and how do we build those pockets for people to come together, have the conversations, which might be different, right? Even for Michelle and I on the US-Canada sides of the border, it's like we do prioritize things. As a Canadian, I'll always talk about the weather, right? Michelle knows that about me. We're fixated about it. But it's really about meeting people where they're at. So tell us a little bit about, what you take a stand for in your product and what's important for you as a business.
Yeah, I mean, I can go into a lot of detail on this, but in general, our ultimate mission is to make work feel more connected. And the reason that the way that we're doing that is we're starting with creating the most efficient way to talk to your team. And the reason we feel this way is the following. First, as you obviously know, Jennifer, teams that communicate well perform well. It's pretty intuitive, but there's also tons of research on this, down to like the number of minutes that people are talking correlates to higher performance. Second, talking is more efficient than typing, typically 7 times faster. This is especially true when you have something that's kind of complex, or you have trying to type in a complex idea on email or Slack, it's like, oh, it's taking forever. Whereas like, it would take me literally 2 minutes to talk through this. I mentioned before, but we also believe that small talk is big talk. When it comes to culture development, that needs, just like friendship development, by the way, it requires a lot of spontaneous informal interactions over a long period of time. We also believe that this sudden shift to all day Zoom as a way of collaborating has really boxed people in. And it's, we don't believe that's the best way to collaborate for an internal team. Obviously Zoom is an amazing product, but we think it's kind of equivalent to the high end, you know, conference room that every office has in the top floor. And it's like super long wooden, mahogany table. That's the Zoom. That's not really a place you want to hang out all day long with your team. We also think that going back to the idea of friction, you know, like when you're in this office in the same room, you can just turn around and start talking. You can walk up to somebody and start talking. And this is, it's very little friction. And so we really believe that if you remove friction, so on Commons, it's literally like, it's like a walkie-talkie. So you can tap a button and start talking. You could talk to this room, talk to that room, talk to that room. And so we really believe that when you reduce friction, you can really unlock opportunities. And, you know, problems, the impact for the team is, and this is something we're seeing every day from our customers, problems are resolved faster. You know, questions are anticipated. More meetings go from half an hour or an hour of block time to, you know, 5-minute quick check-ins. And most importantly, the team feels more in sync, more connected, which is ultimately what we're trying to solve for as a company.
Brilliant. You know, what do teams need? They need all of those things. And I think this sounds like definitely something we hope, I hope, as a team support practitioner, people will really explore, because those are the pain points right now. How do we move quicker, faster, better? How do we do that in a way where we can talk through, as you said, talk through our differences, leverage the different perspectives that we're bringing into the workspace? And I like the notion that it's a walkie-talkie, right? That sort of brings back very, very cool ideas, because it can be on demand rather than having to sit live doing, you know, the things that we could really just be more responsive or proactive around.
Exactly.
So does this take me down more that tech talk of audio first? So it sounds like you're a very audio-driven company.
Yeah. Correct. We say audio first because we do have video as well, but everything starts with audio, and that's done intentionally. It's done for a few reasons. One is just faster. You don't have to it's one less button to turn on. So you just tap a button and it's, you know, it feels like a walkie talkie. It doesn't feel like a phone call, because a phone call, you have to wait and wait and wait for someone to ring. So it feels like a walkie-talkie. It's faster. Second, the other reason why we believe that audio first is important is that, you know, a lot of people, I think, have this Zoom fatigue, because video, there's a lot of science behind this. Video requires so much more cognitive activity. And if you're on video all day long, especially if you're on back-to-back video conferences, it gets very draining. And so we really think that, you know, if we can find a way to normalize the audio conversation, that can be very helpful. And then finally, you know, humans have been talking for way longer than we've been typing. Probably 99.999% of our time as humans, we've been talking, and the very, very last, but it turns out like, the fastest way to get information into and out of a computer is typing. And so it's natural that you know, we type all day long on a computer, but you can also use the computer for talking, which is again what we're after. And so what we realize is that in focusing on just audio first, mm-hmm. and focusing on creating the fastest way to talk to your team, that's a really interesting and very long-term vision. Just imagine what Siri and Alexa have done just for your kitchen, you know, making it easier. Imagine taking some of that intelligence and some of the UX around voice to the enterprise. And that's ultimately kind of the product vision.
Love it. Takes me right back to my roots. And you don't know this, Patrick, but I started out supporting teams in one of the countries in South America on long range radio. So our touch point really was radio connection, where it was, you were on, but you were off, right? And so it's very much like that
one
notion, right? right? So this is
exactly
like the 2020 version of how I grew up as a leader. It's a lifeline, and it is different than being on all the time. So
exactly, and I feel like we feel like we're always on, whereas when you're, you know, we try to replicate in commons, it kind of feels like you're going to the office, and that, like, you know, you're kind of, you know, you're available at certain times of the day, but you're not going to be getting pings in the middle of the night.
So I'm very interested in that. So you basically show up at the virtual office and you're saying, hey, I'm available. There is a way to say, put my green light on, so to speak, or if I'm busy. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, this is a tricky one, because one of the critical pieces in building a product like this is the technical jargon is presence. You know, like, how do you know when someone's there? And I think a lot of companies tackle this in a fairly straightforward way. Oh, look at your calendar and see if you're free. But the way that we think about it is a little bit more nuanced. We think about it in terms of there's levels of presence, and there's levels of availability, and there are levels of intentionality. Mm. So what we mean by that is that if, you know, 8 a.m. on a Monday, very busy catching up, you know, for the week, is very different than 3 p.m. on a Friday, mm-hmm. kind of winding down, open. We work according to those levels of availability. And so building that into the product is super important for us. So this one simple thing we've done thus far is, in commons, there's different rooms, you know, and the rooms generally map to availability. So if you're in a meeting, you go into the do not disturb room, which is basically like, hey, I'm in a meeting, don't talk to me, or I'm heads down on something. If it's 3 or 4 p.m. and you're just like really like hoping to just, you know, you're working, but you want to like just chat, you go into the lounge, which is kind of like hanging out, you know, come say hi. If you're somewhere in between, which is most of the time, where you're working, but if someone needs you, you're available. It's kind of the equivalent of like when you're in the office and you're kind of in front of your computer, but you don't have your headphones on. You're in a different room, which is for that in-between state. So that's how we think about, you know, rooms kind of map to those levels of availability. The other piece is the levels of intentionality. And that's even trickier, because what we, coming from the social networking world, we realize that, you know, different groups of, you know, the different concentric circles of your friends, your friend groups, they have different levels of different roles, essentially. So your 5 closest friends are different from your next 15, from your different from your next 50. Similarly, in the workplace, your 5 closest peers are different from your manager, different from that other team. And so we're finding ways to build in some of that intentionality into the product, so that if my manager wants to get a hold of me, that will be a different experience than if a peer wants to get a hold of me. Make sense?
Yeah, no, I think it's just, it's brilliant in terms of like the intentionality too, right? We've got to be really intentional in this space in terms of boundaries and productivity, relationships even, because out of sight equals out of mind, but it shouldn't. So how are we really being proactive on those lines? Part of our podcast is also about like, what's been your biggest remote work adventure? Could you share something? And maybe it's like in building this company, maybe it's something else, but like, what do you see as one of the adventures you've had in the remote space recently?
Yeah. Interesting. Huh? Well, I would kind of dovetailing on the previous thing we're talking about with finding talent across the world. I think that is absolutely fascinating to look at portfolios of designers in every country imaginable. And it's really interesting, because you realize that there are certain jobs that do not require native proficiency with business English, or you can be absolutely brilliant as a visual person in different countries. All you need is an internet connection, and you can now access so many tools online that are virtually free. And you can become very, very good. There's a designer in India, not the one we work with, but a previous one who we were talking to about 6 months ago. And he was just so talented. He had this, he does 3D avatars. And he has since, you know, six months later, I've been watching his career take off, and it's just so incredible to see that happen. He's become kind of iconic in this like 3D design world. So I think that's really, really, really interesting. It's not quite an adventure, but I think it's interesting.
But it, yeah, it, you know, what I'm taking from that too is it's like it's a whole expansion of the way we work, the way we think, the paradigms we're using as well. You know, what is success and what is needed to, you know, bring, what do we need to bring to teams? And a lot of the, I think a lot of the things we thought once were necessary really aren't.
Where my brain is going, I just think differently. You know how YouTube, when you were describing that, finding talent everywhere, you know how YouTube kind of opened the door for different musicians that didn't have a voice before. They didn't have a way through the door. What I hear you saying is now there's a way maybe for some of these people like that, a 3D designer that maybe would have never been found by you, but now there's opportunity. So.
Exactly. Exactly. And I hope there'll be more and more of that.
Definitely. Well, I suspect we could be talking all day, continue on with this important topic. Here's what I'm taking away from today's convo about the importance of conversation and also teams and the ability to really, you know, speak in sound bites, to not get lost in the whole tech side of it all, but go back to the basics of conversation and dialogue. So I want to say thank you for being with us here, Patrick, today. Michelle, what are you taking from our conversation?
Yeah, I just like meeting fellow people that are passionate about reconnecting people, because there's been so much disconnection just in the past year or so. So I like to hear people finding a way to reconnect, because we are human beings and we need that opportunity. So thank you again for making that investment. So, and also our listeners probably interested, how can they get in touch with you? What is the first step? How do we take this commons journey, Patrick?
Of course. So go to commons.so. That's our website, commons.so. And you will be able to sign up for a 3-month free trial. We believe that after 3 months, you will love the products. After a few days, hopefully, you will love the products so much that you will want to continue. But we don't ask your credit card or anything. It's very simple to sign up. You can log in with Slack. You invite your team. Everything is, we try to make everything one click. So you don't even have to create a username. You can just literally, I think it's 2 clicks to create an account and then another click to invite your team. And then you can just start talking. We're working on a lot of really cool stuff. But the ultimate mission of the company is, to your point, it's all about helping work feel more connected. And it's exactly what you were saying. You know, we've worked in environments that were very connected. And we worked in environments that were not, that were very disconnected. And I think to your point, a lot of environments now, naturally, because of the way we've had to improvise ways of working, they feel disconnected. People are, and so we think it's a really, really good time to bring something to market that helps teams and individuals get back to feeling like a team, feeling in sync. Because if that's the way that you feel, then you're going to do better work.
Mm-hmm. And could you speak to one more thing that I think I get a lot in the field is security. So yeah. Security for teams to come online, they always ask that question. Well, is it safe? You know, are we in a confidential environment? So,
yeah, of course. I mean, we come from two of the most privacy forward companies in the industry, Snapchat and Amazon. So we take this extremely seriously. Every company's access to their commons is only accessible via their Slack space or via their login. There's no, currently there's no way to record conversations. We are going to launch that soon, but of course only you can access and listen to those recordings. Mm-hmm. This is something that we we take extremely seriously, and some we abide by the highest levels of InfoSec protocol. So
excellent.
Well, you know, I'm a little biased here being the author of Reconnecting Workspaces, but I think, you know, anyone listening, we know from research, we know from practice that for people to thrive in any space, they need strong connections. And I really do see that this is something we should all be exploring. How can we use your platform to really bring people together, to reconnect and continue iterating as the world continues to change. So thank you so much, Patrick, for spending time with us today. It's really been a pleasure. Michelle, as always, I'm going to let you wrap us up.
Well, listeners, I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. My little connection chart is absolutely exploding with joy because I couldn't wait for Jennifer and Patrick to connect because I knew they had a common mission. So let that inspire you to have great conversations today. Connect with Patrick over at Commons. And until we see you again soon, take care.